I've got my sandals on, walking on the closely mown grass of Sutton Courtenay churchyard. Through the graveyard, I've just waved Terence Edent off. He was on the way to work and decided to stop by the 1984 symposium this morning in an electric car. BMW iQ7, is it? IQ? It's a BMW electric car. It is very, very nice. He is test driving it for a week. And all singing, all dancing. We've had some interesting conversations around large telecoms corporations implementing paid-for phone recording. It's not phone hacking. It's not phone tapping. I guess it is phone tapping in a way, but that you're aware of that is being used as an actual service. There are three people at this early stage, as well as myself, now that Terence has gone, sat around talking about technology, and I think it's pretty much time to crack open my limited supply of sandwiches. I see a Toy Story lunchbox here. This is Christian Hambley's.
Hello.
Are you on a phone call at the moment?
I am.
Yeah. You've got your Star Trek earpiece in. You make a very bad Lieutenant Uhura Aurora. And over here we have...
I have no problems at all, Robert. No problems.
Gordon.
At all. How are you?
Afternoon.
Reclining in somewhat, almost a lying down position in a deck chair, which I'm sure is broken, but he says it's meant to be like that.
It is meant to be like that.
You spill beers. Pardon? You're having a proper business call over there.
I know.
You're doing a radio show with that voice. And you are, sir?
Steve.
Third year?
Third year.
Third year. We should have some kind of medal or ranking system.
I look forward to it.
We've had a couple of apologies from far afield, and a couple of people who are en route sending map locations via encrypted apps to tell us what time they're coming here. I'll geotag this audio so that you know where we are if you did want to pop round. I'm hoping to record a bit of video, some conversation, and obviously the munching of crisps and our nourishment as we sit next to George Orwell's grave. Eric Arthur Blair, born the 25th, yeah. Today is the 25th, but 1903. And the roses on the grave are obviously bigger than ever because they continuously grow. And the sun is beating down the same as it has done for pretty much as long as I can remember. I think there was one year in the early stages, maybe 7 years ago, when it was there was a shower. Apart from that, I don't want to tempt fate because there's a couple of clouds floating over, but it's gorgeous. It is delightful and a lovely day for a picnic with friends.